Peel off the creepers, reveal the beneath me. Every year has a dish of love. Peel off the creepers, see the peel off the creepers, see the beneath me. Every year has a dish of love. Peel off the creepers, see the beneath me. Every year has a dish. Shabbos of Yedin, ah, Yedin. So it's so pure, so precious, Shabbos of Yedin. Shabbos of Yedin. Oh, yeah, 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 Yedin, Yedin, Yedin.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Just want to share a thought that I think is very important for all of us as we are closing out the Tavshin Peivav, as we're closing out 1 year. This is the last Shabbos of the year, Nitzavim Vayelech, which literally means Nitzavim Atem, Nitzavim Ayom. You're standing today, all of us, Kulchem, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, Veshotreichem, Kol Ish Yisrael, every Jew, every Yid, every Jew, doesn't matter what you do for a living, doesn't matter the chitzonius, doesn't matter how old you are, how young one is, every one of us, atem nitzavim ayoim, we all are getting ready to complete a year, which is incredible. I always love this time of year because this part of the year was built from last Rosh Hashanah. So right now, us sitting here together doing this comes from last Rosh Hashanah to here, to right now. I always think it's like incredible because the power of now and the power of the excitement of Vayelech, which is the next week's parsha, Nitzavim Vayenat, the next week, they go together. Nitzavim, which means I'm standing here. Vayelech means I'm going, I'm moving forward. Nitzavim, I'm still Vayelech, I'm moving forward. And I think one of the lessons that is very deep for me, and I've shared this, we've spoken about this before, but I think it's important to chazer this over, to review this, to get this clear. You know, I don't remember when I had this thought, but everyone is very interested in their destination. When you get into a car, when you're doing anything, traveling, you want to know where your destination. Where am I ending up? Everybody now, as you come at the start of the year, you want to know, Vayelech, where am I going? What am I going to do this year? That's where the anxiety comes from. That's where the uncomfortability comes from, especially if you were here last year, so then it's okay. Comparison is the thief of joy. So it's like, okay, wait, is it going to be like last year? Is this like last year? Anytime you begin comparing, you're going to take away. It's a natural thing to compare. Is this the way it was? When something's totally fresh, sometimes it's a little bit easier to just be Vayelech. I'm going forward. This is where I'm going to. But whenever we start comparing and we start saying, okay, where was I? What is this like? So it can affect a Vayelech, my destination. Something, I don't want to say more important, but I'm going to push that just to bring out the point. It could be what's more important than your destination is your location. Your location. Why is that? Because if I put in my ways, I put in, okay, I'd like to get to Yerushalayim. So first I have to know where my location is. Am I still in JFK? Am I in Newark? So that means I have 6,000 miles. I got to first land in Ben Gurion. And that's going to affect how long it's going to take me to get to where I want to get to. And I think a bigger challenge than our destination, as we've spoken about. My destination might be my dream. You need your destination. You want to become a lawyer. You want to become a doctor. You want to become a Talmud Chacham. You want to have an amazing marriage. You want to have a great year. And you could bring it like, what's my life going to look like in 5 years from now? That's a great question to ask yourself. Who am I going to be when I'm 25 years old? What am I going to look like? That's a great destination. What am I going to look like at the end of the year? What am I going to look like at the end of the day? What am I going to look at like at the end of the month? 6 months. But location is probably more important. Why is that? Because it depends where you are is going to teach you how long it's going to take you and what I need to do to get there. I wrote down a few examples, right? If a guy wants to become a lawyer or a doctor and he's in third grade, what would you tell him? You're not going to tell him to take the LSATs and the MCATs and get ready. What are you going to tell him to do? You're going to tell him, listen, buddy, you have a long time from now. I wouldn't worry about it so much. Just try and learn as best you can and I don't know, go have fun during recess and, I don't know, just enjoy yourself. Now, that's going to be different if you're talking to someone who's, let's say, in yeshiva for 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, or he's 21, 22. That's going to be a different conversation. You have somebody who says, I want to not have anxiety. No more anxiety. That's a great destination. I want to rid myself of my anxiety. I want to be a bucky, an expert in not having anxiety. So here we go. Oh, Yaakov, I didn't see you. Welcome back. My anxiety. I want to be clean of my anxiety. So I have to ask myself, how deep is my trauma? Am I in therapy now? Have I ever gone to therapy? Where am I holding? I want to become a Talmud Chacham. Somebody says, I want to finish Shas. I want to know all the Svarim. I want to be a big tzaddik. Okay, everybody here is already a big tzaddik. That's not a shayla. You want to be a big Talmud Chacham. You want to become somebody who's good between his relationships with people. So how bad are you in your relationships? What did you see growing up? How bad was the marriage between your parents? Did you ever see love? How foreign? I want to have a great relationship with my dad. Well, how far deep are we away from each other? What are the steps that I need to do? And the reason it's so important to have your location, as I say many times, it's not about moving on, it's about moving in. What is that? Just a nice play on words? It's not about moving on, it's about moving in. Because first I have to understand, right? A guy shows up into the gym and he's like, okay, I want to lift. I want to look like Bensy Newman, right? Which is a true statement. I want to look like Bensy Newman. That wasn't Sheker. It's true. I want to look like Bensy Newman. So I have to ask myself, okay, how old am I? How long have I been working out? How am I eating? What are the statistics of that? What do I have to do? How long did it take him to get there? Everyone looks at the finished product. Everybody looks at the guy and they look at his destination. And they say, okay, and then what happens? I start getting down on myself. Start getting down on myself and say, oh, I'll never, ever, ever get there. I'll never, ever, ever get there. Well, how long is it going to take me to get there? What's my location right now? Who was asking? Someone was asking. We had a great chevra. We were schmoozing last night. And someone said, I love this place. I love what's going on. I feel so good here. I feel so awesome here. I would mention his name, but there's no point. He's one of the new lights of the yeshiva. One of the brightest, a bright light of the yeshiva. And he's like, so how am I going to survive when I leave yeshiva? I'm like, you just got here. You're just here for 7 days. You're just here for 1 week. The journey has just begun. The journey has just begun. And I think it's so, so important. Nitzavim vayelech. Nitzavim is chotev itzecha, shoyev meimecha. What are you doing? Where are you from? What do you do for a living, so to speak? And the greatest, greatest thing that I can tell anybody, the greatest thing I can tell any one of you, and that's why I'm sorry I mention all the time, but I try and just talk what's in my heart. I think I'm talking what's in my heart. That's why I always like to mention Rabbi Blumberg. I'm so inspired by Rabbi Blumberg. I'm so inspired. I'm inspired by Rabbi Blumberg because I want to share my inspiration with all of you. Rabbi Bloomberg's young. Rabbi Bloomberg's young. But someone can say, oh, you know what, I'm going to say something. I rarely talk about, it's a similar inspiration. I rarely talk about my wife or specific things my wife, but I'm going to say she's an inspiration also. Why? Why am I saying that? Besides the fact that, she, whatever, puts up with me. But that's cute. But for real, she went, my wife at over 50 years old went back to school to get a master's degree. So why is that inspiring? Her whole life in Baruch Hashem, she was very successful in her work and everything she did. But you know what? At over 50 years old, to say, I'm going to live the dream that I never let my dream, never let that dream down. And it doesn't matter, because if I'm tuned into my location right now of where I am right now, and I have people who could tell me, you're 18 years old. Speak to someone who's 23 years old, 24 years old, 27 years old. Speak to someone who's 35, 40 years old and tell them, you want to become a doctor? You want to become a lawyer? You want to become a big businessman? You want to become a big tzaddik? You want to have a great marriage? There is absolutely nothing stopping you. There's a story that I always love to tell of this, it's a true story. I remember reading this many, many years ago of this, I forgot which book it was in. Jack Canfield. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Jack Canfield. You could look him up. He's a good guy to listen to podcasts. Look him up. Big motivational speaker. I did a part seminar from his work. Very, very wrote a book that I read many times. I didn't mention it so much over here. I'm not sure really why. You could look up something about 100 and something ways to motivate yourself, something like that. I forgot the title of it. And he brings a story of a woman who was in her 50s, a grandmother, and her grandson was stuck under her truck, a pickup truck. And the grandson was going to die under, like a little 2-year-old, 3-year-old was stuck under the wheels, whatever it is. And the grandmother went and lifted up the truck with all of her strength, whatever, a miracle. And the child survived. And they came and they interviewed her. They say months afterwards she was depressed. She was depressed for months. And they said, what are you depressed for? She says, because I realized in that moment how much power I have. And I'm in my 50s. And she ended up going back to school. She ended up changing her entire life. Why? When you realize your location, when you realize where your location is, take it in every aspect of your life, take it in your seichel. As we know many times, 80% of our thoughts are repetitive. You guys could look this up. 80% of our thoughts are repetitive. I think 80% of our thoughts are negative. That's the way it goes. 80%, I think there are like 80,000 thoughts a day. They're mostly repetitive. And they're mostly negative. So take that. Where do I stand with that? How do I begin to change that? How long is it going to take me to learn to change my thoughts? How long is it going to take me to learn? I could send this to anyone who wants to talk to me about it. Affirmations. I still do it. In the morning, you train your brain to think a certain way. How long is it going to take you to do that? Someone once asked me, okay, how long is it going to take me to be positive? I'm like, well, how old are you? He's like, I'm 19 years old. I'm like, well, how long have you been negative for? 19 years. So I said, so speak to me when you're 40 in another 19 years, and we'll see if it balances out. So you've been telling yourself something for 19 years. It takes time. Give yourself another 19 years. But that's location. I'm not going to be down. I'm not going to be upset. I show up to yeshiva, and I'm uncomfortable, and things haven't worked out. Everything exactly the way I want. I haven't gone to Vayelech yet. Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim Ayom. First stand with who you are. It's the most powerful thing. Who am I? What member am I in my family? That's why I love asking somebody, what are you in your family? Where are your brothers at? What's your history? That's Nitzavim. What's your family culture? Oh, you have a lot of anxiety? Guess what? Does your mom have a lot of anxiety? Ha! What a coincidence. Your dad has a lot of, what a coincidence. Like we spoke yesterday, I have a difficult way of connecting to Hashem. Well, how are you with connecting with people? Oh, what a coincidence. I have trouble connecting with people in general. I have trouble connecting. Atem nitzavim ayom. This is where I'm at. You struggle. Is it an addiction? Or is it something that I just am very, very drawn after? That's a great question. Speak to Avigdor Waldman. Avigdor Waldman is a powerhouse. Avigdor Waldman. Speak to somebody. Find out that one of the most freeing feelings in the world, which is counterintuitive. Counterintuitive means I wouldn't think that this is the way it is, and it's like there's a. I was speaking to someone recently, and he opened up to me about something very, very personal, very private, and like I thought he was going to tell me like he murdered someone or that like he did something really, really, really crazy, and he was like so ashamed of himself. And he shared something so beautiful about himself that he was ashamed of, that it was like a very normal thing that every, you know, it's like when the guy comes to me and sits with me and says like, okay, I'm really down, I'm really struggling, okay, let me hear. I'm like ready to hear, let's go, give me something, you know, let me hear. I'm excited, let me hear what you're struggling with, let's go. It's like, I have trouble waking up in the morning. I'm like, no way. And I'm not making fun of that, but I'm saying, and there's shame with that. Oh, I have trouble waking. I want to just say something. I've never, ever, 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 never, ever. Some people think when they have trouble waking up in the morning, they have a waking up in the morning disorder. Because that's the way the world works nowadays. Everything's a disorder. I've never met anyone who went and got a job and just was like normal when you got up in the morning. Is it hard to get up for shacharis and yeshiva and do that? 100%. Why is that? I'll give one simple example. One simple reason, not example. One simple reason. You know why I think it's harder to get up in the morning than it is to hold down a job? Because anybody can get a job, wake up at 6:30, go to bed late and do your thing, wake up and do it. I've never seen anyone struggle with that. But when it comes to going to shacharis, it's hard. You know why? I'm just going to give one reason that I think. There's something called the Yetzirah. It's the first siman in Shulchan Aruch, Yiskaber Ka'ari, because if you start off your day strong, you start off strong like a lion, it changes your entire day. And I'm not saying that mitzad musr, I'm not giving anybody musr. Nobody here has any sleeping disorder. It's trying to understand what's my location. Why am I not getting out of bed? Maybe I don't get out of bed because I'm filled with anxiety. Maybe because I'm not motivated. Maybe it's hard for me to learn. Maybe I'm allergic. That's called diagnosing yourself, not diagnosing yourself in a negative way. Understanding my location. Because the second you understand your location, you will get to your destination. You know why you'll get to your destination? Because you have ways, and it's very easy. And it might say it's going to take you 2 hours. It might tell you if you're in JFK and you put in, I don't know how that works. I don't know if it gives it to you. If you put in on JFK, and like I say many times, it takes longer than 11 hours, 10 hours to get to Eretz Yisrael. It takes longer. It takes time to get here, to figure out Vayelech. But I don't think that that's what we're supposed to do. It happens to be the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Basher Husham. The Avodah, we'll talk more about it, on closer to Rosh Hashanah, is just being you. Hashem, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Lokechem. Hashem wants you just the way you are. Move in. He wants you just the way you are, with your weaknesses, with your strengths. I think our challenge of our destination becomes very clear when we don't have our location, because it's like, I'm not there yet. I don't know. How do you know how to read? Maybe I have a reading difficulty. Maybe it's hard for me to read. Why is it when I open up the Gemara, I open up something, I get anxiety? That's location. Trouble with friends. Maybe you have trouble with friends. Maybe you always had trouble making friends. Maybe you always had trouble with this taiva, like I was talking about with Avigdor. The most freeing thing in the world, the most freeing thing in the world is when you're honest with yourself. The Choza from Lublin says, one of the most incredible things from the Choza is he says, not one of the most that I like to quote. There are many things the Choza from Lublin said. We were zocher to be there last year, right? Avram's a anical. Avram Schmuckler is a anical of the Avram Schmuckler, everybody. What a legend. legend. By the Chayza, he says that a Russia, whatever that means, but a Russia who knows he's a Russia is more connected to God than someone who thinks he's a tzaddik and the guy is actually a tzaddik. He says, why? No, a guy who's a tzaddik and he thinks he's a big tzaddik. Bigger tzaddik. Why? Because he's connected to himself. He's connected to the truth. And Chesom Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Authentic, sustainable happiness. Underline this. Write this down. Memorize this. I've been saying this for at least, I don't know how many years, at least 8-9 years. Not enough. Authentic, sustainable happiness. Authentic, sustainable happiness. Let alone emotional health. For sure emotional health. Comes from one's connection to reality. Not from one's escape from reality. And if the reality is my relationship with my mother stinks, if the reality is I'm not good at that, if the reality is the guy says, right? The guy says, I'm 5'7" and I want to dunk. That's very different than a guy who says, I'm 6'4" and I want to dunk. The frustration of the 6'4" guy, I can empathize more than the guy who's 5'7". That's very hard to dunk if you're 5'7". If you're 6'4", I could hear. So it depends my location. Authentic, sustainable happiness. People think they're not happy because of their destination. I haven't reached my destination. I want to challenge that. I want to challenge that. I think one of the most freeing things we could have is to realize this is what I struggle with. This is who I am. This is what I struggle with. I really struggle with anxiety. I really struggle with insecurity. I might have social anxiety. You know, there's something called social anxiety. It's real. Walking into a room with a lot of people, walking into the dining room, walking into a big crowd. And then what do? That's why they have the bar at the wedding. It's such a great genius. You have a bar at the wedding. It's beautiful. I love it. People walk over, people in their 30s and their 40s and their 50s, and they're filling up big, big cups. Right? We dafka have l'chaim on purpose. We'll talk about that Simchas Torah, why we have a l'chaim. We don't chase. Different conversation. We have a l'chaim. We don't have chasers. We'll talk about that for another time. We make a l'chaim. We don't fill up all the bubble. Why? Beautiful weddings. Brilliant business. Why? Because I'm nervous. Take a shot. I'm nervous. Take a shot. I'm nervous. I've done this myself. I'm alone. Nervous. Thank God. You have to make a bracha. There should be a bracha. Thank you, Hashem, for making a smartphone. So if I'm standing alone, if I'm alone, sitting alone, I have my best friend. As I said, one of the biggest Gehenna is going to be, I told a friend of mine once, I had this machshava, one of the biggest Gehenna is going to be when lights are out after 120, you're down 10 feet under, and there's no service. Then what are you going to do? So my friend said, he says, or Gan Eden. Or it's your Gan Eden. There's no service. It depends. But what's the point? The point is, what's the point? The point is, it's okay that this is my best friend. But know that you need this. Understand that I need this. Look at your screen time. It's not like a bad thing to say, oh, I'm on my phone for 15 hours a day. But be honest with yourself. That's location. That's nitzavim. And the second you have your nitzavim, I guarantee you, which nitzavim means you're here, I know where I am, and destination, vayelech. You will get there. I'll end off with this last thing because I have to go to the chasana. We'll do a halacha and purity of speech. Ben Meya Ve'esim Shana Anoichi Ayoyim. It's really a segue. Mirat Hashem, we'll talk maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow's the trip. Okay, maybe we'll talk still tomorrow about it. Ben Meya Ve'esim Shana Anoichi Ayoyim. Reb Tzadik says, it's Tzidkas HaTzadik. It might not be in Tzidkas HaTzadik. Reb Tzadik says, I'll have to look where he says it. Lo'uchal oid latzeis v'lavo. And just remember, your journey is going to have ups and downs. That's the second part. You're going to have ups and downs. But once I know where my location is, once I know what I'm dealing with, once I know, speak to older guys, Speak to guys who've been here. Speak to guys who've been through things. Speak to everybody. Can speak. Everybody's been through stuff. You speak to someone, he's going to be upset that I'm calling him out like this, but he deserves it. You speak to Gershel Levy. I don't know if you guys know Gershel. A warrior. To someone, when we met the first time a few years ago, someone who's clear about what I have to work on. What do I have to work on? The shame doesn't come, I'm telling you, the shame doesn't come from what we really have to work on, from my location. The shame comes when my destination is being blocked and I'm not honest with my location. I'm going to say that again. The shame that a person has is when I'm not really honest with my location. I'm covering something up. That's what shame is. I'm hiding something. And we all have things that we want to hide because we have embarrassment and I don't want to be where I am. But it's probably the most important thing, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem, to know where I am. And what do I need to deal with? Today's halacha, I didn't say the pshat in the Tzitzkus Tzadik. Mirtz Hashem will share it another time. You notice someone talking during davening. What does this have to do with the what did you write on the?
I was just seeing if I could like break whatever I wanted to do.
So what did you write?
White shirts.
I don't know. He wrote something about white shirts. You know what the raya that a white shirt needs means nothing? No. Should I tell you the raya that a white shirt means nothing? Not nothing. How much does it cost to buy a white shirt?
$30.
That's how much it means something. $30. Where did I get that, right? Because all you need is $30 and you get a white shirt. So that's a raya. So what's it worth? It's worth what you pay for it. Where did I get this from? Rabbi Freifeld said, what's the raya that payeth? And a beard. What's the raya that payas and a beard? I don't know exactly how he said it. Also, where's Menachem? Menachem Forman, guys. How lucky are we to have Menachem? So Rabbi Freifeld, you ever heard this one? What's the raya that a beard and payas don't mean anything? He says because you don't do anything and it grows. So anything that you don't have to do anything and it grows. So how meaningful could it be? How meaningful could it be? So I'm not sure what you posted about white shirts. I personally wear a white shirt. It's just easier for me to just have all white. And it's just very simple. It's definitely a beautiful thing to associate oneself with B'nai Torah. And there is something like that. That's a different conversation for us to have. But it means absolutely nothing. What's important in life is try and tune into your location. And I guarantee you, your location will motivate you for your destination. Try it. Get clear on your location, and it will motivate you for your destination. You notice Chaim talking during davening. You don't tell people about it. You must judge him favorably. You notice somebody cheating people. This is already a little bit more complex. You must judge him favorably. Now, obviously, you could talk to someone. And if someone asks you if they're going into business with him, that's a different conversation. People don't realize that by talking Lashon Hara about somebody's Averos, they are doing more than the Avera that they're talking about. Oh, that guy's this and this guy's that. Whatever he did, you're doing worse by talking Lashon Hara. Let's continue to light up tomorrow with today. Have a great first day of the rest of your life. Thank you. Thank you.